In terms of injuries, team news issues, how are you looking ahead of the match on Saturday?
Yeah, pretty much okay. What we had available last week. I don't think Flo Cavalier will quite make it for this week, but we're hoping he'll be available for maybe next Wednesday, if not the Preston Cup game.
Because he came back in, did really well, and then all of a sudden, after such a long time out, has been forced to spend some more time on the sideline.
Yeah, that inevitably happens. You know, you can pick up little niggles when you haven't played football for a long time. You know, we've had the same with James Wallace, who's got another niggle as well now and might not be available for the weekend. But when you've been out for so long, it happens a lot. And it's not usually the injury that you've been out with. It's something else that they pick up.
Wallace got that yesterday, didn't he, whilst playing for the under-21?
Yes, he did, yeah. Not quite sure how serious it is yet, but we'll know a bit more next week.
When he's fit again, because he has struggled to get games regularly because of the injuries, I suppose, is he somebody you might think, go and spend some time elsewhere for a month or so?
No, I think he's too good and too important for us for that. I think every time we've seen him on the pitch, he's impressed us, so... No, he doesn't fall into that category. It's a case of just trying to build him up slowly, which we've been doing. He's worked unbelievably hard in his rehab, and we've given him extra time, you know, and make sure he was right. Played an hour at Birmingham. He's had a bit of QPR, a bit on Saturday, but it's just down to bad luck with him at the moment.
Apart from the two that we've just mentioned there, for obvious reasons, how pleasing, perhaps significant, is it that the squad is actually quite settled at the moment?
Yeah, it is. We're still looking to add to it, but I think we have got a nice settled element to it. And you can see when people come in or out, they come in and do the job that the person that they're replacing. So I think we're going to need that more than ever in the next 3 months. Because there's going to be times when we are Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, and it'll go on for a few weeks, that we're going to have to replace, I don't know, whether it's two or three in midfield with fresh legs, strikers and whatever. We need to know that the ones that are coming in are up to speed and going to do the same job.
Terrific victory against Preston the other day. In light then of what's coming up and perhaps the size of the games and the occasions, with the MK Dons in mind, will you change a few, rest a couple this weekend?
I think it's as important a game as we've got. You know, you look at the league games in this month and they're just as important as the cup games for us with MK Dons and Swindon. So we've got to continue what we did on Saturday against Preston. So it's going to be a difficult one. We're trying to work it out now because Summer Cup tied for the League Cup, Summer Cup tied for the FA Cup, Summer Cup tied for both. So we're sort of trying to work out the balance of getting fresh legs out there where we can.
And if I may throw another dilemma your way, which is actually quite a positive one, you've obviously got players coming back into the fold now who can play at right back, but the partnership that's formed between Flynn and Campbell Rice has been very strong recently. Do you change that? Will you change that in any way?
The only thing we've got to be careful of, we don't want to, is Flinney's injuries. You know, he tends to pick up knocks, I think, when he's playing three times a week. So it's lovely to have Craig Alcock back as an option to come back in, as we switched in the last 10 minutes on Saturday. So, but I think Ryan Flynn's, I think, surprised everybody how well he's done in that position.
Can you see him in that position sort of relatively long term and as a young player almost build his career there as opposed to have been a winger, which is how he was signed?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think the way we want to play with our fullbacks attacking, you know, I think that suits them. And sometimes it's easier. The game's in front of them more. You don't have to take your fullback on. You know, you're coming onto the game, you're giving the ball to your winger, you're overlapping now and again. You're backing up rather than being the main one who has to create.
Let's change tack, shall we, and potential outs. We've sat here before and spoken of the likes of Chris Porter, for example. What's the latest with him?
I think there's he's talking to two or three clubs at the moment, so there's a chance of something happening this week, if not next week, to get out and play some football between now and the end of the season. Probably be on a permanent. He's only got 6 months left with us, so I think somebody will take his contract over and maybe even give him an 18-month one as well.
Collins and McGinn then, slightly different circumstances. Where are they at then as potentially going out on loan?
One or two small inquiries, but nothing firm at the moment again. So they're still available. People know that they're available, so we hope that there'll be a few more and their people are going to be active in terms of seeking to get them something sorted.
The last time I was sat here, we spoke about De Girolamo and his immediate future. The contract first, where's that? What's the latest with that?
It's mid discussions at the moment. I think an offer's been made to him, which he's considering at the moment, so we should know a response on that later this week. But for the meantime, he's back with us. You know, he's not cup tied, so he's one of the few that we want around in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I suppose in light of that and with everything that you've got coming up, maybe he wouldn't go out on loan if maybe you don't get back whoever you know, Chris O'Grady or somebody else doesn't come back in, it'd be good to have him around.
Yeah, it certainly would. We've only got Mark McNulty and Michael Higden as recognised strikers at the moment, so Jose can play up there, Murph can play up there. But we're certainly going to keep him around until the end of the month, until we see what we've got.
So, Inns then. Things seem to have reached an impasse, unless it's progressed at all since the weekend. How do you see the search for players?
Just pretty much the same as it was at the weekend. I think we're edging closer with one or two. So we're hoping to get something sorted this week, if not early next week, if we can. But the majority of players are cup tied at this stage as well. So one game Saturday, and then the next three are all cup matches.
Right. So, I suppose, in your view, how likely is it somebody will be in for Saturday?
Yeah, I think we've got about 75% chance of that happening. I think when we're close early on in the week, then it gives everybody a 3 or 4 days to get everything finalised.
You were spotted last night on television watching football in Scotland and Wildfire, etc. Gary Mackay, Stephen, are you watching him?
We're watching Hamilton v Dundee United.
See anybody you like in that game?
Yeah, there's a few players. A few good players. We like Scotland, we like the Scottish market, so there's a few good players on show last night.
Mm. Is Mackay Stephen, though, particularly prominent in your thoughts?
We haven't signed anybody yet from Scotland or otherwise, so when we do, we'll let you know.
No, you haven't, but, I mean, was he the player you were looking at last night?
Watching 22 and the subs that came on. I'm sorry, we're not going to go into names, individuals. When we do sign them, we'll let you know. You'll be the first to know.
Yeah, thank you. Well, okay, I mean, it was widely reported last week that Sheffield United had made a bid for a couple of lads from Derby County, Coote being one of them, Freeman the other. What's the latest with that, then?
Well, bids have gone in for quite a few players, so when we get them sorted, honestly, we'll let you know. Until we do, then they're other people's players. And I read Paul Cook, saying that people have been talking about his striker, and he's right as well. They're players. We don't want people talking about our players, so we try not to pay people the same courtesy.
Mm. Has on that then, obviously you've got a few players, saleable assets. Has anybody sort of had a word and an inquiry about anybody Sheffield United have at the moment?
No. There's nobody actually for sale. There's a couple of lads that we said, Ports and Stephen McGinn and Colo, but apart from that, there's nobody actually for sale. We're not looking to get rid of anybody. I think we're going to need the full squad and add to it in the next 3 or 4 months. When you think we're fighting on three fronts, that might change by the end of the month, but we're still going to be fighting on the most important front in the league. And even if you take the cup fixtures out, the league schedule is pretty hectic. Mm.
Is it, presumably you're just keen to get everything done now as soon as possible, because whilst you've got all these plates spinning, frustration grows, I suppose, because you won't want to wait until the last day.
No, we don't. That's why we started in December, making inquiries and offers and everything. We're only, mid-January now. Inevitably, it goes towards the end of the month, because other clubs want to see better offers come in. Sometimes players do as well. But you try and put as much pressure on as you can to make the deals happen quickly.
So form at the start of January, which we discussed earlier, was a massive month. I'm sure you're delighted heading down to MK Dons with a couple of big victories on the back.
It's a great start to the month. We know how difficult it's going to be. Our form wasn't bad in December. The results weren't probably what we deserved from some of the performances. And I think when your colleague said it's 21st of October since we'd last won at home before Saturday in the league, which was too long. When you think the games of Barnsley, who we should have won, and MK Dons we should have won, Notts County and everything, I think to get an Oldham, to get 2 points out of 12 and play as well as we did at times, that's what's cost us being close to the top two at the moment. But we've still got an opportunity to make that up. It started well this year. Long may it continue.
Of that period of games, what did you learn? What is most pressing that needed addressing, which now obviously has changed?
We know that we're not far away, and to see the same squad get a result at QPR and then beat Preston without anybody coming in, and we've lost Chris O'Grady as well, shows that we've got that we're right to have faith in the players that we've got. They need a little bit of help, one or two bodies, but we're not too far away at all.
It's going to take quite a significant turnaround or a run, a second half run of the season similar to the one you had last year to threaten the automatic promotion places, though, now, isn't it? It's a big gap.
It is, especially with the two games that are coming up as well. I think we'll know a little bit more by the end of the month, the Swindon game. I think we've got a couple of games in hand on Swindon. It makes the game at Bramall Lane at the end of the month very important. If we can, if we can beat them, win our games in hand, then we're not too far away.
So MK Dons was recent, wasn't it, as well, too? Mm. Having faced them then recently, what are their key strengths?
I think their ability to score goals. I think one of these teams that are very hot, they scored, I think, seven, which is an awful lot for one game. And then I think the couple of times we've seen them, they struggle to score. But I think Afobe will be a big loss for them. You know, he scored goals in the first half of the season, still got lots of threats there. I think they're a confident side when they are unsung. But I think we played, you know, we restricted them to one shot in the game at Bramall Lane. Unfortunately, that ended up in the back of our net. Very unfortunate.
Which, for a side that you get the impression prides itself on possession more so than some, I suppose, is quite a stat.
Yeah, it is. We played well that night, you know. We controlled the game and we closed them down. Our pressing was superb. And Carl Robinson said that afterwards. He said nobody's put us under that much pressure afterwards. And they were hanging on for a 0-0, which is unusual for them because they're one of the best sides in the league. Mm.
Do you see this then as being, and I lapse into a slight cliche here, as been a six-pointer in that respect, because it just is, the gap is what it is, and you need to keep quite a big chasing pack at bay here.
Yeah, we do. I think there's teams trying to get into the playoff positions as well at the moment, you know, where we are. I think we're reasonably confident that we're going to make that top six, but he's getting enough wins to put pressure on the top two. And MK Dons, you've got to beat people in and around you if you can. That's why Saturday's important.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, that they've got their gap, but then between perhaps yourselves and 19th and 20th in the table, there's next to nothing between you.
Yeah, that's the sort of way the league's panning out at the moment. I think it might even out a little bit more over the course of the season. And we keep reminding ourselves as well that, you know, you look at that bottom four, and 12 months ago we were in it.